Now let's turn to the subject of freedom for an entire province, a province that may become its own country. Years after a war there, Kosovo could move toward independence from Serbia. We heard about its ambitions yesterday, and today NPR's Emily Harris reports on some people not happy about it. Ethnic Serbs say if Kosovo leaves Serbia, they might secede from Kosovo. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Svinjare is the Serb name of a little town strung along a quiet road in a green valley in Kosovo. Once both ethnic Serbs and ethnic Albanians lived here. Now stray dogs guard a knot of empty Serbian homes. Milorad Radovojevic unlocks a four-room, one-story house. This was built by the Kosovo government to replace his home that was burned 3 years ago by a rampaging crowd of ethnic Albanians during a flare-up of violence. Inside, Radovojevic says construction problems and crime make it impossible to return.
This was a bathroom before, and now is a bathroom. Here is no bath. It was stolen.
A proposal for Kosovo's supervised self-rule the UN is now considering includes detailed guarantees of security and rights for ethnic Serbs. Radovojevic says that's like wolves caring for sheep.
Don't you know how many guarantees we have had by now? Our pockets are full of promises.
The place most Serbs feel most secure in Kosovo is not far from here, across the Ibar River in the north part of the town of Mitrovica. Cars in the north use Serbian, not Kosovo, license plates. Cell phones use different country codes north and south of the bridge. Money to support Serbs and this double system comes from Belgrade, much through one local Serb politician, Marko Jakšić. He is confident that Russia will block the proposal for graduated independence for Kosovo. And if Kosovo simply declares itself independent, Jakšić says Serbs here won't go along.
If that happens, then Serbs in Kosovo are going to declare that this is illegal and not obligatory for us.
He says Serbs in Kosovo would ask Belgrade for political support and the Serbian military for protection if necessary. But there are different voices within the Serb community here.
I'm not for independence. It's very unpleasant. But I know that will happen.
Petar Miletic is clearly a maverick here. He's so radical he's banned smoking in his office. The journalist-turned-politician also goes out on a limb to say publicly that Serbs should work with Albanians to secure their rights in Kosovo. But he finds that Serbs here are so obsessed with and fearful of independence, they can't focus on problems Miletic believes they could affect, such as unemployment or unreliable electricity and water.
They think if Kosovo will be independent, their prosperity here don't exist. They afraid maybe Albanians will try ethnical cleaning in Kosovo. So if you speak about water, they will say, oh, give me a break. Don't speak about water. We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
At the Dolce Vita Cafe in North Mitrovica, Ljubiša Radosavljevic predicts a mass exodus of Serbs from an independent Kosovo. But would he leave? He says he'd let his kids decide. One son is the cafe owner, Saša Radosavljevic.
I will never leave this place.
His cafe is right next to the river that separates the north from the rest of Kosovo. That will stay a dividing line, he says, and he thinks that's not a bad thing.
I'm not a nationalist, but I see the reality now and this certain period. So there is no possibility for us to live together at the moment.
For now, he does business with Albanians. Most goods are cheaper coming through Kosovo than through Serbia. In fact, he says every morning he meets an Albanian friend he's known since grade school to buy oranges for the fresh squeezed juice sold at his cafe. Emily Harris, NPR News, North Mitrovica.
You can hear part one of this report at npr.org.